A rap music legend is making big moves on the small screen and is cashing in on the popularity of reality television. NPR's Farai Chidea takes us to Reverend Run's world.
The year is 1983. The rap trio Run DMC releases their first single, It's Like That. The fresh, abrasive rock, rap, and roll combination brings new commercial freedom for rap music and takes the genre from the streets to mainstream America. Flash forward 22 years, Run has become the Reverend Run. He's back with his first ever solo CD project, Distortion, and his own reality show on MTV, Run's House. He joins us here in our studios at NPR West. Welcome, Reverend Run.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So just tell us first about what it's like to be a reverend. You know, I have followed your career for many years, been a big fan. When did you make this decision?
It wasn't a decision to become a reverend. It was just going through a lot of stuff and just going to church. I just started going to church because I wanted to get my life organized. And first I became like an usher. In the Pentecostal church, they have duties for you to do different things. And I just, next thing you know, this collar was wrapped around my neck. I just was being obedient and following God. I don't think you really choose to become a reverend. I think it kind of chooses you.
Of course, one of the pillars of your group was Jam Master Jay, your DJ. He was killed in Queens at a recording studio in October of 2002. What does it mean not to have him in your life anymore?
My faith allowed me to deal with it because I realized that this isn't the only body we have. This isn't the real me, this body. This is just an earth suit. And Jay did a wonderful job here on the earth to bring DJing to a certain level. And I kind of think that, I likened it to taking a test. We all still have the number two pencils in our hand, and he kind of put his down. He passed the test and did what he had to do, and he left a legacy behind.
Did you ever expect that someone you knew so personally would be caught in some of the violence that still hip-hop hasn't shaken?
So deeply rooted in God and in the church, I really didn't look at it like that. I'm very spiritual. So I think of the last lyrics on the record, Peter Piper, and like all fairy tales, and you'll see Jay again, my friend. I feel for his wife and his kids. But on the other hand, I know that God has a purpose. I don't really get caught up too much in why God.
Let's turn to your reality show, Run's House. The early buzz on this show is phenomenal. We are hearing that people are really entranced with it, in part because it shows a functional family versus a dysfunctional family. What is it like to make good reality TV about a functional family? Do you consider your family a functional family?
I think we're functional, dysfunctional, but you'll see the love in my heart for my wife, the love in my heart for my children, and you'll see me trying to make everything perfect the best way I can, and then it gets funny there because it's not going to work out like that always. But this is my family. This is my life. You're looking at it on camera. If I have a dispute with my son, I can't have it until they say so when they're there. Like, okay, you have a dispute with your son? Have it at 3 o'clock when the lights and the cameras are set up.
What should I tell mommy that we talked about?
What does she want us to talk about?
She wants to talk about girls.
For what?
Have you kissed one? Keep it funky, Dig.
Nope.
I gave you some money the other day. Who was you buying something for? What did you buy?
Nothing.
Keep it real. You don't want nobody to know, right?
No.
Got you.
But nothing is done.
Is she your homegirl?
It's done with. It doesn't matter.
You cut her off? What do you want me to do? Help me, Dig.
Alone.
I'm lucky to have this pulpit. I'm very, very blessed that God would give me this great, huge audience on MTV to do it. I'm a vessel being used by God to do something, you know, that can be inspirational.
What is the inspirational content on your CD? I'm sure that you've put quite a bit of that out there.
The album is more feeling like a Run DMC album, the traditional or vintage is the word I'm looking for. Vintage Run DMC. It's not a gospel record at all. If you went away in 86 and came back and you put this album on, you'll think nothing changed.
In my imagination's creation, I had to get paid. I had a better way to dead them, so the suckers were slayed. I had to get up and smash them, beat them down and bash them, stomping through the garden fully hardened to the maximum.
How do you, as a husband, a father, including a father of a daughter, relate to some of the sexuality in hip-hop? What I would argue is a war between the sexes.
My job is to, again, show my life, not to condemn and point fingers at what's going on in hip-hop. You want to do something to make people look to you and inspire. You know, I don't consider myself to be cool anymore. I'm cool's inspiration. I'm the sign of pointing to where we should be going. I have to do this thing and be careful to do it in a way that relates to them and they can see I'm not chasing their opinion of what I'm doing. A lot of times you'll be either going so hard against the youth that they'll be like, we're not trying to hear you, or you'll be trying to act so much like them that they don't respect you. You have to be very skillful, and God gives that talent out to certain individuals where you can pull off something that's pretty cool. And I believe that the person that God has made me to now is the man for the job.
It's a big job, and you seem more than up to it. Reverend Run from our studios at NPR West. His new CD, solo CD, is Distortion. You can also catch the Reverend and his entire family on his new MTV reality show, Run's House. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Farai Chadeh.
Thanks for joining us. That's our program today. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.